Hello and welcome back to Spin City, a podcast for vinyl fans. I'm your host, Rodrigo Hernandez, and here we will explore the analog world of collecting records, giving you updates on the latest vinyl news, and talking to career pros that have fascinating stories. Now, without further ado, hit play and enjoy the ride. Welcome back to Spin City, the podcast for vinyl fans. I'm Rodrigo Hernandez, and today we're going to talk about beginning your turntable setup and finding what is right for you by giving a little background on how I began my journey with seeking high quality sound. I began my collection in 2017 when I was 16 years old. My first record was a live recording of Joy Division playing at the Roots Club. I purchased this album from a record store that unfortunately no longer exists in my hometown of Santa Barbara called Just Play Music. I have many fond memories of walking into the store with my friends growing up and perusing around the aisles, flipping through the cases of vinyl records, cassettes, and CDs. There is also a wall of posters complete with a set of UV posters, as well as band pins, shirts, flags, and equipment available for turntable setups. I bought the record because it was a very limited edition of 150 copies, and it wasn't one that I didn't see that fans would typically find in a Joy Division stack, and it hasn't been one that I've found since. At the time of purchase, I didn't even have a turntable yet. However, I was motivated to begin searching for one since I already went ahead and bought the record. I don't really remember what my first turntable was, but it was basically a knockoff of one of those portable Crosleys that was trending at the time. However, I would soon come to learn that this was not the best way to listen to the records, and in fact can damage them. Most people think that audiophiles and record collectors are too obsessed with high fidelity sound and investing so much into the right equipment. However, this is not unjustified. I learned this by purchasing a 12-inch single by New Order, which was the band that formed after the lead singer of Joy Division, Ian Curtis, tragically committed suicide. This single was an extended version of the track The Perfect Kiss, where in the beginning there is a long intro of different electronic drums and synths that smoothly build the tension for the release of the main riffs and melodies. On this turntable that had a low quality needle, however, the smooth build was garbled into a choppy, nearly unintelligible intro that made me want to skip the beginning of the record every time I put it on because the rest of the track sounded fine. When I put the record on an upgraded turntable and I heard the audio properly for the first time, I realized that you do in fact get out what you invest into your equipment. I soon learned that higher quality turntables include a whole array of options and products to choose from. The common portable turntables that we see at Urban Outfitters are okay at playing records, but are not ideal for the high quality sound. For that, you would want to get a turntable on its own that has its sole purpose to spin the disc. It's important to separate the speakers from the turntable because the loudspeakers affect the needle going between the grooves and can cause bouncing or scratching. This also means that you would need to get separate powered speakers, and this depends on if your turntable has a built-in preamp or if you need to buy a phono amp and an equalizer. While the separate phono amp and equalizer does give more options and control for audiophiles who seek to experiment with their sound system, plenty of great quality turntables today have built-in preamps, and it saves you some cash and from having to go down a separate rabbit hole. From my experiences and for today's purposes, we're just going to be talking about turntables that have powered preamps and speakers that are already powered on their own. From the knockoff Crosley that I had, which was around $60, I upgraded to a Denon DP300F, which is listed at around $430 on the Denon website. I also purchased the Samsung Media One BT3 active studio monitors, which are $120 online and were a major upgrade from the tinny speakers from the suitcase turntable. While I invested deeply into a higher quality turntable, other ones are available on the market for lower and, of course, much higher prices for those who are looking to dabble into larger setups. Common beginner recommendations are the Audio-Technica ATLP60X BK, which is listed for $155 on Amazon. And another popular choice that I see online is the House of Marley Stir It Up, which is available for $200. And for those looking to get to something on the higher end but not too expensive, the Project Debut Carbon Evo is listed for $600. For speakers, I highly enjoy the ones I purchased since they also include Bluetooth pairing, but I also recommend the Edifier R1280DB powered speakers for $150 or the Kanto YU4 powered bookshelf speakers. Towards the end there, you may have heard my cat Sasha in the background. I tried recording a separate room for audio purposes, but you know how cats can be with being attached. Here she is now. Sasha, you want to say hi to the listeners? Alrighty. Well, thank you again for listening to us today, folks, and I hope to see you next time. Goodbye from Sasha and me. That's our time for today, folks. I want to thank you again for listening to the Spin City podcast. And don't forget to follow us on social media on Instagram and TikTok with @rockandrollrodrigo. That's RockNrollRodrigo. Or on Spin City Podcast on YouTube. See you next time.